right, there's few things that can rile people up more on a local level than being having their local town meeting open forum thing squashed. People don't like that. They get angry. And the local town meeting thing has been something that we've talked about, God, over the years, many, many, many times. And, you know, sometimes people try to squash it. They create ridiculous rules around it. I know the attorney general at the time, I think it was Patrick Lynch, put out an advisory opinion, which I think still to this day, some town councils, solicitors will take as gospel, where you'll have a town meeting and people will get up to the open mic portion of the thing, ask a question, and the city, then the town councils will just sit there with the thank you. Because by law, they say, we're not allowed to talk about anything that's not on the agenda, because if it's not on the agenda, we could be in violation of the Open Meetings Open Meetings Act or Open Meetings Laws, which is a bunch of baloney. You can vote to suspend the rules and go ahead and speak to the people if you want to, but they just don't ever do it. It's a clunky thing and blah, blah, blah. So I'm very sensitive to this issue. I don't like it when these things happen. I don't like when you have city council people who try to, you know, who try because they're annoyed or whatever, don't like to have an open forum situation, because sometimes they do it. But I'll tell you, I will say to you that the older I get, the more I can understand it, because I see people, having been to a few town meetings in my time, I see a lot of people who don't understand things, don't have an agenda, don't just want to get up there and just, it's like they have no friends to talk to. So they just want to get up and bitch and moan about things that are really irrelevant to the entire town, relevant to them, but not to the town. So there's always that. I mean, and you're going to have to deal with the gadflies, but ultimately that is what it is. I mean, you know, free speech is free speech, and respecting it is important. But, you know, at the same time, you got to balance it with the fact that you have a town council meeting to have town business attended to. So we got tagged in this Tiverton Pulse Facebook page today. And the post reads like this, quote, if liberty means anything at all, it means the right to tell people what they do not want to hear. George Orwell is the quote. And it talks, this is from yesterday at 10 o'clock in the morning. Somebody posted at last night's town council meeting, the TTA, Tiverton Town Council, I guess. The TTA, a majority, voted in a revised council governance policy. Specifically, the public forum portion of the agenda will now be restricted to meetings where there is no executive session scheduled for that meeting. How often is there no executive session, you ask? Maybe twice a year. Justin Katz says citizens can send letters or emails if they have concerns. So as citizens for years were historically granted permission to speak at any town council meeting as part of the public forum, now we may be able to voice our opinion a few times a year if we're fortunate. They claim that public forum is a primary reason that the meetings have extended and have been referred to their four-hour meeting on 325 as an example. Yet upon review of this meeting video, there was one speaker during the public forum who spoke for about 3 minutes. So I hear this and I say, I know Justin Katz. Justin Katz and I have talked for many years about many things good government. Has he turned to the dark side as a member of the town council? Joining me on the line is Justin Katz. Justin, you are the vice chairman of the town council in Tiverton, yes?
Yes.
Vice president, I should say. Vice president.
Bum, 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 bum.
Have you turned to the dark side? I swear, at one point in my career, I had you on the air complaining about this very issue having to do with Tiverton. About you, but you were on the other side before you were town council.
No, that's very possible, because when I started paying attention to things in Tiverton about 15, 20 years ago and recording the video, the meetings and all that stuff, you used to be allowed to go up, and when a topic was on the agenda and they were talking about it, anybody could go up and participate in a conversation. About 10 years ago, they stopped that and had nothing, which people didn't like. And that's probably when we would have talked about it. Mm. In November 2011, actually, I went back and checked, they made it so there's the open public forum. So you can get up there, and like you just said in your introduction, they said, oh, we can't talk. We'll just nod at you and smile, maybe, or look on our cell phone.
Right, because the city solicitors, I think it was guidance that was given from the attorney general's office under Patrick Lynch, I'm sure was either renewed or wasn't offered up under Kilmartin. I have no idea. But at the time, I think it was Patrick Lynch, who said that if you answer questions of people in the comment period, you're violating the Open Meetings Act. Did I have that right?
Well, that was the opinion sometime. I actually checked this out within the last couple of weeks because we've been looking at this issue. And I think the latest guidance from the Attorney General's office, and I don't know if it's Nirona or if Gilmartin late in his term did it, but they make explicit you can answer questions, or as long as it's, you know, information purposes only. You can't really take any action on anything, but you can you can respond to people. So that is the case. But the problem I had with the way they were doing it before was you had the open public forum at the beginning, and then maybe 2 to 4 hours later, they're actually talking about the subject you were interested in, which seemed very strange to me. So what we've done, and to clarify from before, TTA is the Tiverton Taxpayers Association, and four of our endorsed candidates are on the town council now, which is a majority of the council. So what we've done is we've said on anything on the agenda, when it's there and we're talking about it, you can come up and talk. There's no restriction on that at all. And we're also trying to make it a lot easier and more convenient for people to put stuff on the agenda. Since we've been on the town council in November, I think we've had fewer than a dozen people even use the open public forum, and maybe all but two or three of those wanted to talk about something on the agenda. So we just said, why don't you talk when it's on, when it comes up. And so we've had maybe two or three people who have had some other subject to bring up. And it's just, I mean, it's, you know, it can be a time consuming thing. It can also be a very political thing where people will use this as an opportunity to attack the council or other people in government or whatever it might be. And it's just, it wasn't a productive idea, we thought. So, and I actually should clarify, this is, when I say we, it's a few of us who discuss the issue. I'm not speaking for the town council as a whole. So, you know, if somebody has a specific problem they need solved, they should contact town government and not wait for every 2 weeks for a town council meeting. And if they have a big idea that we ought to consider, it's worth putting on the agenda. So what doesn't fit in that, I don't know, but we're very, very accessible with email, Facebook, whatever people want to communicate with us. So there's no attempt to squash anything here.
All right. So the issue was, so people who are listening happen to understand this. The reason why I talk about this is one town, so the audience who listens on a regional basis, but this could be happening in any city or town, and there could be different things that go on. So the way it works is that your open forum was before the meeting started?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, we would say the Pledge of Allegiance, sit down, and some people could come up if they signed up. They could.
Right.
They
so could if there was something on the agenda, say you were going to talk about, I don't know, filling in potholes on some street on South Main Street in Tiverton, whatever, or North, whatever it is, North Main Street in Tiverton. So you go ahead and it's on the agenda. So people wouldn't be able to get up and discuss it at the time you were talking about it. They would have to discuss it before the meeting even started.
That was the way they did it when they started the open forum. Some council presidents have been a little bit looser on that. And of course, if you're an aggressive resident and you refuse to yield the microphone when you go up in the middle of the meeting, they usually don't drag you out by your heels or anything like that.
Right.
But the changes
that you guys are offering up or have offered up would make it so that you can go ahead and actually comment and converse with council people during the actual discussion of an item on the agenda.
Yeah, exactly. That's the
right
idea.
So like if we're talking about the pothole filling on North Main Street, you're going to say, okay, does anybody want to talk about this?
Yeah.
And people get up there and they can ask.
Coulter's been doing that.
Okay, so you can actually go ahead and have it while you're having. So the actual open forum part of it would be what, eliminated except for when you don't have executive session. So some people complained, I said in that post, that it's going to be 2 years that people will be able to bring up anything, twice a year, before anybody can bring anything up. Is that something that is true?
Well, part of you have to look at our whole package of things we're trying to do, and one of them is to reduce executive sessions. So part of that's going to be just getting issues off the table so we don't have as many pending contracts or lawsuits. And part of it's just going to be doing stuff, more stuff in public, which a lot of us, as you say, you and I have talked a lot about good government kind of things. And there's a lot of the conversation that goes on in executive sessions is really about council members not wanting the public to know their real feelings. And so when that's the case, we'll just put it on the open agenda rather than go in a back room and talk about it. So in fact, on Monday, we have no executive session, so there will be an open public forum at our meeting this coming Monday.
Right. So if people have anything that they want to talk about at all, then they can go ahead and do that. And that way you can have the open forum. So the open forum is not going to go away. It's going to be something that's going to be happening only when there's no executive session. Some people have said that the reason why this happened was because the meetings were too long. How much of that was impacting this decision?
Well, there is, that's kind of a longer term observation that these things can drag on a meeting. But in the past few months when we've been there, part of it though is because we've actually started doing this already, where say you got a dozen people to sign up. We appointed a library trustee, which turned out to be a very controversial appointment, and a lot of people signed up, and all of those who signed up and said library trustee is their topic, we moved them into the meeting. So the actual public forums where people were talking about something not on the agenda have been pretty short. That doesn't always have to be the case, but also it's just trying to manage our meetings and prevent this from being, town government is a lot of volunteers, both appointed and elected, and so having this forum where just anybody can go up and say anything can be a disincentive to them. And if it is bumping people from hearing topics that are coming up later in the agenda, it's not really fair to those people. I mean, as you say, if you go to town council meetings sometimes around the state, you listen to the things people say during an open public forum, and you think, okay, thanks, I'm here for something on the agenda. Could we get this moving?
Mm-hmm.
The time isn't a huge factor, but
it seems to me that, because people are writing to me saying it's the council president's fault. He's too slow. That he does this ridiculously slow. He mismanages the council's time, and that's what really this is all about. And that's not the issue. Do you want to react to that? Is he really slow at what he does?
Well, he's deliberative, so we actually discuss things. If we're talking about, say, the other day they were complaining, we took 45 minutes talking about police overtime, and we have more officers than are in the contract, and we're trying to figure out how that happened and what to do about it. You know, you want to know the information before you make a decision, and you also want to get that information in a public forum where people can see it. Otherwise, I can call the police chief and get the down low, and then we can vote with nobody knowing what's going on, but right. We had a discussion about that. But what this really is about, and you see this, back in the day, we saw it in East Providence when the school department there was, school committee was trying to reform. We just saw it, I would say, in East Greenwich with the town council. We're getting people in town who are trying to make, the Pulse people, who are trying to make a scandal out of everything. So it was one controversy after another. There are charter complaints, APRA requests, Board of Ethics. Somebody actually requested my entire hard drive off my computer because I used that during a budget workshop. So we're getting all these complaints, and everything has to be a controversy and a scandal, and we don't know what we're doing, and that's what this is all about.
So ultimately, what people can do if they want to talk about really anything is to do how do they get their thing on the agenda? I mean, is there a metric by which you have to meet a level of importance, or can anybody get any town business on the agenda beforehand so they can get up and talk about whatever it is they want to talk about?
Well, it's really just an email or a note to the town clerk, and she'll probably make you fill out a form or ask questions that are from the form. That's basically it. There's really not much to do for that. I mean, it's a small town. We don't have to be like the General Assembly. I mean, it would make sense. We do testimony for the Rhode Island Center for Freedom and Prosperity, where I work.
Yeah.
And, there's no open public forum there, right? You have to have your sign up, you have the written testimony. But we can be a little bit casual about that. So you contact the clerk and you get on there. But if there's something really going on, contact the town right away. People will resolve.
Yeah, something immediate, like what you're saying. If there's something immediate, like there's a flood in your neighborhood, you call somebody right away, right? It's not something that'll be left for a council meeting. But if they have like an overarching idea or concern or something like that, they can just call, get on the agenda, and then it will be on the agenda, and they can say whatever they want.
Yeah, well, and what I found kind of funny is people on Facebook have been going after me saying, you just don't want to hear people complain about you. And I say, you're complaining to me right now. I hear you, believe me, because I'm writing back. So, yeah. I mean, there's so many ways now. It's not like in the past where, the whole town is 10 miles long or whatever it may be, and it took you, 45 minutes to walk or ride your horse to the town council meeting, and you needed an open public forum or something like that. There's so many ways to communicate, to interact. And if people put things on the agenda beforehand, we can be prepared. The solicitor can know it's coming up. If there are legal issues, we can research the issue, so it's not just, I've never heard of this before.
And other people can know you're going to complain about it, so they can go show up. That seems to me to be a good thing. I mean, as long as it's a pretty loose process to get on the agenda, seems to me letting everybody know and getting your game together and letting everybody know what's going to happen sounds like a, I don't know, it just sounds to me like common sense.
Yeah, it does. I will, for the opposing side, I will say there is the concern when you put something like this in our governance policy that if the next town council comes in and wants to use the trick of having an executive session, even if they don't need it, so there's no open forum, and wants to abuse the policy in that regard, that is a risk. But I'd suggest the solution to that risk is just to keep reelecting us, and then everything will be good.
Well,
I said that for the Tiverton Pulse people who are probably on Facebook right now, typing away.
Yes, I'm sure that they are. Well, they listen, man. They got my attention, so I thought it was interesting. All right, Justin Katz, Vice President of the Tiverton Town Council. I appreciate the time, and it seems to me to be something that's fairly manageable here. I mean, just got to let everybody know that you want to talk about something, then you can go ahead and talk about it.
Oh yeah, exactly. And if anybody thinks we're abusing the system, you know, let us know or even let you know, and you know, you can come down on us, which will be an exciting conversation.
Yes, I'm sure.
I want to be saved from the dark side. So yes. You know, if people think I'm going off the reservation here, you know, we do want to hear about that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Who watches The Watchmen? Me. That's who does it. All right, Justin. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks, man. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Justin Katz, ladies and gentlemen. So there you go.